Blog Talk Radio.
I swear, I will kick Blog Talk Radio right in the ass if they stop screwing up my damn program. Oh, did I just say that on the air? Oops. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio, the sports edition. We're trying to do something different tonight. I'm your host with the most, the King of King himself. I am the Hot Rod. And on the phone line, I have the one, the only,
Sean Black in the building once again. Yes, yes. Sports.
Yes, we did not plan to do a show tonight, but you know, we figured the holidays, we give ourselves off. But after yesterday breaking news, I text Sean, we have to talk about it for at least 30 minutes.
Yes.
And the number to call is 347-989-8402. Told our sports fans out there who want to talk about anything about sports. Sean know more than me. I'm just a drunk one about it. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. I don't know if we're ready to piss some people off about these sports. You think we could piss someone off today talking about sports?
I think we could. Hey, why not?
Okay.
Jolly good show.
Yes. And since we are talking about sports, Anitra B is not with us. She's out doing some sports guys instead.
But besides that,
let's carry on. let's go.
You know,
with the show.
One day she's going to catch up to you and she's going to take your knee out.
Well, she's always on her knees, so what's the difference? Besides that, I'm sorry. Just in case you have not heard the news and you've been living underneath a rock
or under
Kevin
a building.
Durant, or something, or too busy playing fireworks. The biggest news in NBA action right now that Kevin Durant had decided to sign with the Golden State Warriors. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Durant decided to sign with the Golden State Warriors. The team beat him and the Oklahoma City Thunders to head to the NBA Finals, which lost to the Cleveland Cavs. And it's funny, wasn't Oklahoma Thunders leading 3-1 on Golden State in
yes,
the semifinals?
They yes, they did.
And the Golden State made a comeback and beat them.
Yes,
right?
They did.
Isn't it karma came back and bite them in the ass and the same thing happened to Golden State in the NBA Finals? Don't you find that odd?
Yeah, that is very odd. Quite coincidental even, you know? Here's the interesting thing about this whole setup and the way it kind of panned its way out. The entire league, the way the NBA is all set up, is that they revolve around the stars. They revolve around everything. And even before getting into Kevin Durant, just all of the contracts that are being thrown at everybody left and right. For when we watched the NBA when we were teenagers or in our 20s or even in our 30s, early 30s, we were seeing guys that were probably averaging 20, 25 points, getting 10, 15 rebounds, 8, 9 assists. Those were the guys that were getting the mega bucks. What we're starting to see now are the mid-level guys, the guys that would normally get like $2 million are getting $50, $60 million. You know, Timofey Mozgov from the Los Angeles, who signed with the Los Angeles Lakers, was a backup with the Cavaliers. He got a $60 or $70 million deal, and he only averaged about 3 points a game. I mean, these are the kinds of contracts we're starting to see now. And
so in other words, I still have a shot at the NBA right now.
Well,
I would score 5 points.
Well, you got two children, so you know you're a pro at dribbling. So you might as well go ahead and give it a shot.
Hey, why not? Well, carry on.
Yeah, it's crazy how when the lockout happened, the two lockouts that have happened in the NBA, when the owners were crying foul about, oh, we don't have enough money, we can't make payroll, and now we fast forward to 2016, And we have no less the top tier of players have gotten well over $1 billion in guaranteed contracts. And Kevin Durant is one of those recipients. Now, all of the money that he's gotten, he's only signed a 2-year deal for $54 million, but it's a opt out. It's really a 1-year deal because it's a player option. At the end of the first year, he can opt out and become a free agent. So he can do one of two things. He can take that 1-year deal, that first year guaranteed, and then re-up with the Golden State Warriors. And in doing that, he could probably make close to $240 million. Or he can take that year or two, and then at some point after he perhaps wins a championship, can go back to Oklahoma City. In any event, as we talked about off the air and as the internet has shown, Kevin Durant is being dipped in hot volcanic lava and is being raked across the coals based on his decision. And what you had just stated, he went to the team that immediately beat him in the conference finals. It's not as if he went to a team afterwards and said, well, you know, I have to get over the hump. I have to get over the hump. He has to win. He wants to win. He's been 9 years on the same team. Got to the finals once. Got to a conference finals this past year. A lot of people thought he was going to stay there. They had the team. They had the depth. He decided to walk. And I think his quote was something about he's going to grow better as a man and he needs to make a decision that's going to help his personal growth. I think those rings might actually help his personal growth if he wins a couple while he's there.
Okay, but here's the major question. Since everybody's on his case, Sean Black, do you think Kevin Durant made the right decision of leaving Oklahoma City to carry on to another team? And part B, do you think the Golden State is the right team for Kevin Durant to enter?
Well, I'll hit it from this angle. Kevin Durant left a team that was probably another player or so away from really doing some getting to the NBA finals.
They signed someone a few weeks ago, no?
Yes, exactly.
They drafted somebody. So
yeah, they made a trade. They got Victor Oladipo, which was supposed to actually help. They got rid of Serge Ibaka in a trade. They wanted to make sure that they were able to shore up the bench and get some more scoring along in the front court. The back court, I should say, was where they were going to get some help. Here's the thing. Durant has been there 9 seasons. Ever since they were in Seattle the 1 year before they left Seattle to come to Oklahoma City. He's been there his whole career. Here's the thing. At some point, when you've been with one team long enough and he had to deal with the scrutiny of being the leader of the franchise, and then you have Russell Westbrook, who is basically Mr. Triple-Double all night, who put up the last couple of seasons when Kevin Durant got hurt, looked like an MVP, he's basically become the alpha male of the team. And I think in the short term, I think he probably, in some level, you know, we know they're close, we know that they're friends. In the short term, I think he probably figured, you know what, I think I need to kind of move on, even though he was trying to recruit other players to come to the team. I think in the long run, Durant wanted to move on. He wanted to make sure that he could try and compete and win a championship. And I think that the comparison is being made from what he's done this year to what LeBron did 2 summers ago when he left Miami to go back to Cleveland. So
was 2 summers? I thought it was 6 years ago.
Well, it felt like 6 years ago. But when LeBron left Miami after that last championship finals run, and then everybody thought he was going to resign, and he ended up going to Cleveland. And last year they got to the finals, but they didn't win. And in the second year they came and they were able to come from 3-1 down and beat the Warriors. If you look at it from that standpoint, no matter what LeBron does in his career, he's cemented as a legend no matter what. 3 rings, 7 NBA finals, he's set. Here with Kevin Durant, he's trying to set up his own legacy that has yet to be cemented, although he's won 4 scoring titles. He's done a number of things. The level of hatred that has been thrown at him for making this choice of going elsewhere, being free to make his own choice, the fans have almost treated him like he's an indentured servant. Like, you know, you're supposed to stay there no matter what. Says who? That's what free agency is about.
No, but that's not my problem with Kevin Durant. I'm pulling a Stephen A. Smith moment now. What Stephen A. Smith said yesterday on the internet was a totally 100%. Even though Kevin Durant cursed him out.
Yeah. What I think happened with Kevin Durant and what Stephen A. Smith was bringing up wasn't the fact that he left. It's the fact that Kevin Durant left to go to the team that beat him. And in that sense, it's not the same ideology that happened with LeBron James. And if you're going at that angle, and a lot of people are on the internet, it's really, really big. But see, here's the other thing. Kevin Durant, in the long term, almost looks like a hypocrite, because there was a tweet that was made back in 2010 where he was going on, he made a tweet stating something along the lines of, well, everybody wants to play for the Lakers and play for Miami and create all these super teams. What we need to do is solidify the teams that we have, and I think the quote was, get at these peoples. And it's like, okay, that was 2010. That was 6 years ago. We're looking now.
Anyone could change their mind. Anybody could change their mind.
Of course.
Things happen. Mm-hmm. So, yes, it seemed like a hypocrite, but you know what? Just like everybody else, he's getting frustrated. So you go by any means necessary trying to get that ring. So
exactly.
He put in the LeBron theory, trying to go to a team that have established. But you don't go to your enemy. You don't go to the team that beat you. You don't join the team that beat you, excuse me. It's like Derek Jeter joining the Boston Red Sox. It should not happen. That is a problem I have, and so does a lot of people. If you want to join, I mean, I did not see him come to the Knicks. I'm like, come on, please. This is the New York Knicks. I did not see him going to the Lakers. I do believe he should have stayed with Oklahoma City for one more year, you know, for best interest for both parties. At least he gave them a shot, and if they did not go anywhere, then he leave. But that is, I believe that's a proper way, but that it didn't happen that way. But I understand if he left the team to go somewhere else. Like, listen, I gave you my best 9 years. I need to move on. But people do need to move on. But to join the Golden State Warriors, like, Golden State Warriors need help anyway.
And the funny thing,
they got their ring.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The funny thing about it was, it's not as if Golden State was hurting for offense. They didn't have any post players down the stretch to come off, or anybody to come off the bench and help out. That's what happened with Golden State. And now when you plug in the guys that are there, outside you had Curry and you had Klay Thompson, who are two players that can create their own shot. Now, if what happened in the finals was that Klay Thompson struggled and they put all of their defense and rotated everything toward Curry, Curry was taken out of the game, and then you didn't have anybody else on the team that could create their own shot. Now, imagine the headaches that are going to be caused when you have a long 6'10" guy who is in the paint that doesn't necessarily have to dominate an entire game, but if Curry is off, he can get it to Thompson. Draymond Green can play defense and rebound and get the ball right back to Durant, and then Durant can dominate when he wants. That's scary.
Okay. T. Williams text me. Look what happened last year and this year for the Oklahoma Thunders. New coach, same thing will happen. Westbrook hold the ball too long, only to pass when he's in trouble or a fast break. You agree with that?
On some level. But see, here's the thing. Billy Donovan, who took over as their coach, he had so many years in college coaching Florida to 2 national championships. And looking at the way the team played, it was for the most part the Russell Westbrook show. And Russell Westbrook coming off of last season, he averaged almost 24 points a game. He averaged almost 8 or 9 rebounds a game. He averaged 10 assists a game. So he was almost putting up a triple-double on a nightly basis. And he's taking shots away from Kevin Durant. So that was the issue that was going on in there. And I think the way that they're playing with the talent that they had, it was going to be the Russell Westbrook show irregardless. And I think that Durant probably looked at it as like, you know what, this is your team. Even though I'm part of this, they're both close. I think in the long run, he probably looked at it and said, I have to get my foot set and go my own route. Now going to the enemy, that is perceived as, oh, well, you just copped out. You don't have any conviction of your own to do it on your own. And everybody that I have heard arguments since this has happened, the one thing that I always constantly hear is Michael Jordan would have never done that. Please stop comparing everybody to Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is a completely different athlete on another plateau out there. This is the NBA. This is today's NBA. Today's athlete is completely different, and their mindset is as such where they're not even necessarily thinking about just staying with one team. It's all about branding, co-branding with the league, getting their own brand together, getting their fan base up, and winning championships and getting money and everything else. So that's what it is now, okay, as opposed to the way it was back then.
Okay, before I go to you, K-Dog, thank you for calling. You mentioned Michael Jordan era. Michael Jordan had Scottie Pippen and Dennis Rodman for the most part. It was a three-man team. I do believe in the three-man, you need three great players to carry on to the playoffs. And also you need a good bench, but can a chemistry of five great players work in Golden State? Like, who would be the ball hogger now? Since they always pass the ball to Curry. Like, if Durant wants to be a leader, he's not going to be a leader in Golden State. Golden State has their dominant players already. Like, will that chemistry work down there? Like, can he add on to the team in the long run? Bottom line, will this thing work out, Sean Black?
I think it will. And it's all a matter of, and as the expression goes, it's an embarrassment of riches, where they will find ways to get Kevin Durant in. And Durant won't have to demand the ball. They can pick and choose their spots. If Thompson is going, you know, hitting 40 points and hitting three-point shots everywhere, Curry can distribute the ball. Curry doesn't have to lead the team in scoring because, let's be honest, he's playing the point. So he can distribute the ball and get everybody open. And the threat of him getting in the paint, or the threat of him jacking up one of those ridiculous video game style shots, will get double teams on him, then Durant is going to get open in the paint. You're going to get other players open in the paint. You might even see Draymond Green starting to get more open in the paint and getting better shots. Everybody is going to benefit from Kevin Durant being in the low post or bringing the ball up or just taking more shots. In general, it will work out. They will find a way to make it work. And it's only, like I said, it's a 2-year deal, but it's really a 1-year deal with an option for 2. So it's a 1-year experiment to see how this works. And then we'll see where they go.
K-Dog?
Man, oh man, oh man, what a news that we heard. Yesterday, here we are. We hear the latest fireworks. Kevin Durant is joining the Golden State Warriors. Now, people are questioning this move, though. I've heard a lot of media outlets that had a lot of negative things to say because, you know, they're comparing this to when LeBron made that big announcement that he was taking his talent to South Beach. Now, this is the bottom line what's going on right now in the NBA. Everybody wants a championship. And they will do whatever it takes to win that championship. Because I was just reading that Kevin Durant has a connection to Stephen Curry during the 2010 FIFA games. You know, there's a lot of things that's going on with this. I mean, hey, people are saying that he made a punk move, that how could you leave a great team like OKC and join the very same team that you lost to in the Western Conference Final? You know, how is that possible that you could do such a thing? You know,
okay,
so now.
Okay, so you say you meant, okay, but kiddo.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, I think his mic is acting up. I'm not sure. I can hear
him. Stay off that cranberry juice, bro.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear
you.
Can
you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. No, the announcement, the LeBron James announcement that took 2 hours to premiere on ESPN for a 30-second announcement, that pissing me off. But at least Kevin Durant, we heard this announcement on over the internet. There was no special about it. But why people are comparing this announcement to LeBron announcement, if we talk about two different times, when LeBron joined Miami Heat, it was Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh,
They were playoff contenders, yes, but not NBA Finals or championship team. Compared to the Warriors, they are a championship team. So there's a big difference the way I see it compared to back then.
Way different. And you know what it is? With Kevin Durant, he's a competitive player. He wants to win. And this is the thing. Now that you're joining the Warriors, because I'm not going to say that Steph Curry is the star of the whole team. He's not. Because you have, with and without Steph Curry, they're going to win some games. Because remember, you have seven other guys on that team that could shoot. Seven guys on that team that can score. You have Klay Thompson, Andre Iguodala, you have Sean Livingston, you know, and a host of others. So Kevin Durant is going to join that bunch. Now, how's the plays going to change? It's going to change dramatically because you're going to have to include Kevin Durant in the mix. He's going to be part of that starting lineup.
All right. Now we got Milton X on the air. Milton X, what racial
good evening,
team
good evening, good
time?
Evening.
What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, bro?
Ain't nothing, man. Ain't nothing. About this Kevin Durant thing, listen, this is a genius move on his part.
Mm-hmm.
One, financially, 2 years, $54 million or so. He
can't say no to that.
He gets to opt out the first year. Next year, the cap portion will go to like 110. So, and also, two Golden State could go over the cap for the bird rights. So he's going to get like 150, 170 some odd million on top of the $300 million he got from Nike.
Mm-hmm.
So for right there, it's a good business move. Also, he got off-the-field opportunities in that Bay Area, you know, the San Jose, Oakland area like that, you know. So from marketing standpoint, it's good. And listen, he want to win. He's been in the league 9 years. 9 years. Dealing with Westbrook crazy ass. So why are we? So you know what I mean. So if you're gonna leave, you might as well go to Coastal for guarantee as possible. You know what I'm saying? So this is where you go to.
Is that the easy way out of getting a ring? That's what we're pushing. That's the easy way.
It's the
smart
way.
It's not competitive.
It's the intelligent way. So that's the intelligent way. Why am I going to team and suffer?
Every single team has to go play 82 games the same as everyone else. So I don't think it's necessarily an easier route or a harder route. It's a different route. And if it works for him, that's what's going to be a matter.
Let me say this about the whole NBA, and I'm just going to say it in regards. There's no more competitiveness in the NBA left anymore, and I'm going to be keeping it real.
Why?
Because
that.
You know what? Well, everybody wants to play with their people.
But let's be honest about it. If you're going to go up against LeBron and Cleveland, you need a better team. And let's be honest about it, too. San Antonio just signed Paul Gasol. That makes them a contender also. Now, they had to give up.
Well, Paul Gasol just got traded to the San Antonio Spurs.
He just signed over there. So
he just signed. And you know what's sad about it is that when you talk about teams, we got to be real about the San Antonio Spurs, but we'll talk about that another time. But now with this trade with Kevin Durant, I mean, this is big, man. This is big news.
Good.
Because you know what? This is the thing that I wanted to point out. While you guys were comparing it to LeBron James leaving. You see, LeBron James, when he left Cleveland, they were struggling. They were a struggling team. So he felt the need to, hey, I want to win some championships. I'm going to go join the guys in Miami, and we're going to win the damn thing. Now, with Kevin, with the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Golden State Warriors, yes, two of the top teams in the Western Conference. And I got to say, in this Western Conference final, Oklahoma City gave Golden State one hell of a ride throughout the seven games. So you see the competitiveness that was going on. And now that Kevin Durant has signed the deal with the Golden State Warriors. Now, what do you say about the Golden State Warriors' chances now of winning it for the West?
They do have a very good chance, but let's be honest, they had to get rid of Bogut to clear salary cap room for this. Now, they did sign Zaza Pachulia to play center, and also David West off the bench as well. So that hopefully will take care of the low post defense. But offensively, listen, the key was they will trap Curry and trap Klay Thompson and blitz the pick and roll, and make Barnes and Iguodala hit jump shots.
Well,
now
you know what?
Come to KD.
But the thing is with Curry, remember, Curry's not a defensive player, and we saw that. He's not defensive.
Okay. Hold on, guys. We have another caller. 294, you're on the air.
Yo, what up, Curry? It's Rob. What's good?
Yo, what's good, Rob?
Hey, what's going
on? Come
on,
man, speak it.
Hey.
I hear what y'all are saying. I'm just going to say this before I go to bed. Current Kevin Durant, whack. I'm active. That dude ain't got no ball. I mean, stay boy Russell. That's all I got to say. NBA whack. They make too much money. Give the money to the lawyers, the teachers, the educators. That's all I got to say. Good night.
All right. Thank you so much. Good night.
Thank you.
Short and sweet. All right.
Yeah, the lawyers and educators ain't bringing in that revenue. They ain't bringing in that $24 billion.
Yeah, think about it.
TNT.
That's where all that extra money is coming from. And
right.
Next year when the rest of that money kicks in, there's a possibility if it's played right. If Kevin Durant decides to do this 1 year, opt out, and then sign for the max, he's going to be making, on top of that $300 million that he's getting from his endorsement deal, he could be making over $240 million as opposed to the $177 he would have made if he stayed in OKC.
Right.
True.
So we're going to be seeing a lot of that happening now.
So what happens if Golden State Warriors does not win the NBA Finals again? Was this a complete bust?
No, I wouldn't say that. Because it's a well calculated gamble. It's one of the few times that an NBA champion lost and actually upgraded their team for the next season. And it's not like that it was a necessary need that they should have taken. They took it because they had the leverage. The leverage in being that you get a chance to play for a team that beat you. You get a chance to play for a team that actually has Steph Curry, who's probably going to win another one or two MVPs before his career is over with, and is going to set all kinds of records. And that is that's the whole positioning behind everything. It's all marketing, and it all works because, let's really be honest, today's NBA player is much smarter and much more business savvy than a lot of people would have thought compared to the 90s and even the early 2000s.
You know, there's no comparing them to the 90s because the 90s era was a whole different game of basketball. Right now you have a whole new game being played now.
Okay,
it's
compared
all
to the 90s and 80s, it was all competitive. Like you want to see
very
Larry
competitive.
Bird and
Magic
Johnson.
It wasn't that competitive. It was just Jordan running shit, to be honest about it.
Okay, you had the rivalries.
That was the 90s.
You had the great rivalries between Bird and Magic. You had the rivalries.
That was more the 80s. But they weren't building the revenue what they're doing now.
Well, of course you had between Jordan and Barkley. You had all these kind of competitive, you had all these competition. But now, you look at the whole thing now, now that Kobe's out of the picture, Kobe retired. So we wish him well. Now who's going to be the new king?
I don't care about Kobe. I can't stand him.
No, we don't. Hey, listen, look. No, I'm just being real. I'm just being real. You know, I'm not looking at it as a fan or anything. I love basketball, but I'll tell you this. Kobe's out. Let's leave Kobe out of it because, hey, goodbye, Kobe.
Well, Kobe's been done for years
now. He's
been
done. Of course, he's
been
done
3 years
ago.
But
now everybody's looking at LeBron. He's the new face of the NBA.
Yeah.
There is no question about it. He's the franchise player of the NBA. He's the new face of the NBA.
Of course.
Should the East people be scared now? Should LeBron, the New York Knicks, the Bulls, should they be afraid of the Warriors and San Antonio right now?
Afraid? I think a lot of those teams in the East have no shot at beating anyone in the West like that.
No, they don't.
Well, so that's what the issue is.
The reason why the thing is what LeBron just opened up. See, he opened up. Let me just say it the best way I know how. He has given the East hope.
But
and
What if Dwayne Wade goes to Cleveland? That's been rumored. Oh,
man. You know, that to me, I mean, come on, man.
Well, listen,
you're going to go join your boy LeBron? Are you serious?
Why not? You got to match up with Golden State. Listen, in the 80s, it was the Lakers versus the Celtics and everybody else. It was basically a two-team league, the Lakers and the Celtics. Everybody else was crap compared to them. You knew in the finals it was going to be the Lakers or the Celtics, unless some lucky shit happened.
Of course.
Now it's the same thing here with Golden State and Cleveland, basically. So listen,
and in the 90s, the Bulls ran it.
So listen, it hasn't been that competitive in the NBA for years anyway. Listen, the Celtics have like 20 billion championships, all right? The Lakers were second, well, 15 billion championships, you know what I mean? So it's never really been that competitive anyway. Back in the day, the Celtics had a starting all-star team and then a bench all-star team.
So did the Lakers, you know.
Right. So
that was the whole thing.
So what are we really complaining about? It's
we ain't complaining
shit.
About because right
no,
now, because
no,
right now, let me tell you. Yeah, go ahead, Hot Rod.
Durant Clark, you're getting paid, and he's going to try to go for the championship. That's smart business.
Yeah.
You want to? You hey, like I said, you want to win.
You want to win. He's been doing this 9 years. How many more years he got left? Maybe 3 or 4 or 5 or most?
Because you know what it is? It's all about winning that championship, man. You know what that
exactly.
does right now? These young guys, these players right now. Now, I could say this. I could give you another example. Take a look at Melo.
And to cut you off, he knows that Westbrook leaving Oklahoma City next year. He knows
there's no way he's coming back to Oklahoma City now.
Let
me tell you something. I got some good news for all the New York Knicks fans. Westbrook is coming to the Knicks.
No, he's not. He's going to L.A., B.
No, he's not.
Westbrook
he's not.
Is
I'll tell you the reason why that will not happen. It's because the Knicks already signed about over $100 million worth of contracts for the guys that they have now.
Actually, no. But this one's going to rule you wrong, Sean, because Rose money comes off the books. You know what I'm saying? All you got really is Noah 18.
He only got a year.
And
he got a year contract.
About $12. The cap goes up. The cap goes up next year anyway.
Yeah,
and
but what I'm saying is
get Westbrook in there.
The money I don't think is going to entice Westbrook enough to want to go to New York. Especially
They're going to find a way to get him up here because
I don't see that happening.
This is what I'll say about that. If you look at the Lakers situation, there's no real players over there right now. And if you're Westbrook and you see a Melo and a Porzingis to play with Joakim Noah on that front line, you know what I'm saying?
But I think
you're looking at the wrong LA team. I think the
Clippers would probably be a better fit if that was the case.
But that ain't going to work because Chris Paul's still there.
Well,
I'll tell you this. Westbrook ain't playing second fiddle to nobody.
I'm not saying that he's going to be playing second fiddle, but I don't. I personally don't believe that Russell Westbrook is a point guard to begin with. He's a two guard.
For Russell, now, though, Westbrook.
They re-signed, the Clippers had re-signed Jamal Crawford. They gave him a two-year extension. Or two
I think it was 3 years or something like that.
Yeah. Now,
but this is what you're missing, Deshaun. Westbrook thinks he's the point guard. Westbrook thinks he's the best player in the league.
That is true.
Well, he could score, man. I got to give
him that.
And you know
what? But he's not that far off, neither.
Yeah.
With his numbers, look at the numbers he put up in the last playoff series.
Basically, he's a walking triple double.
Exactly.
Every night.
He almost averaged a triple double last season.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens if he plays with that mindset that I'm going to win MVP, especially
since
he knows that there is nobody else to
defer to. Next year, he's trying to show out. Next year,
exactly.
He knows he's trying to show out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, guys, calm down. Everybody's excited. Let's slow it down because I can't hear anyone right now. So let's slow it down for a minute, please. Thank you so much. Let's change the topic for a second. And let's talk about a Mets player right now, Jose Reyes. He's playing again tonight, right? On, third base, right, Sean?
Played again
like
tonight.
That?
Yes, he played tonight.
Okay. Apparently, he got released from the Rockies because he is a.k.a. wife beater. Of course, a lot of people criticize the Mets and criticize him for wife beater. Sean Black, should Jose receive a second chance playing the major leagues again after being suspended and released?
I will tell you the reason why, and I'll give you just one name that anybody that looks at baseball knows about. And if you remember Steve Howe, who was suspended for life how many times? As a pitcher, over drugs, I think he was banned, seven times, six times? I forgot how many times he was banned from baseball because of his proclivity for nose candy, et cetera. As what a lot of people now have this tolerance, the optics of a player putting their hands on any female, wife, domestic, that's all in the eyes of everybody as evil, which it is. The issue is society has now gotten to the point where if you go to that degree, you don't seem to deserve a second chance. When we looked at the Ray Rice incident, everybody knew what happened with Ray Rice. The problem is nobody knew what it was because they didn't have the optics. They didn't see it until the tape was released. Then holy hell was unleashed on him.
But sure, let's be honest about Ray Rice. If he could run a 4.5 40, he'd still be playing now.
Oh, that's true.
He ain't playing because he can't run the violence. He's an old running back, slow and shit.
Yeah.
And well, last year in the league, had a 2.9 yard per carry.
Yes, and we all know that the league average is 4 yards a carry. If you're not getting at least 4 yards a carry, you're not going to be
getting
money.
Proper, so.
No, you're not.
Adrian
and
Peterson,
you know what
he's still in the league doing his thing.
And you know what? Recently, I'm glad you guys brought this up because look at Johnny Manziel. This guy's been in big trouble with domestic violence. I mean, drugs
and Johnny Manziel, if he was to play quarterback off a damn, would still be somewhere high here. But right now, he's trash.
How many times have we seen in all of sports where somebody that's troubled that has domestic violence issues or is done cocaine or busted for prostitution has been in trouble, but the league and the team have kind of looked the other way only because that person was special? Think of Lawrence Taylor. Lawrence Taylor was his own worst enemy. And he, by many people's estimation, probably should have either been in jail, arrested, cut, or whatever. But because he could get 15 to 20 sacks a season – and was a great linebacker for the New York Giants, he got away with a lot.
And you know what? You look at another player
you could use. Had a cocaine on his sideline and had his nose cut, snort up real quick, and walk a couple sacks.
Yeah.
And don't forget about Dwight Gooden and Darryl Strawberry.
Well, let's be honest. If you were in the 80s and you were any type of successful person, was a athlete, entertainer, Wall Street, whatever you want to call it, you were snorting coke at that time. That was
the thing
to do.
Those guys did have.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You was a politician. You was a Wall Street dude. You was a businessman. You was an entertainer, athlete. You were snorting cocaine.
And that was the thing. It's like you had cocaine parties. And also, You know, even the same year, you know, in the same year of 1986 as the Mets won the championship. But, you know, that's that time Dwight Gooden had gotten arrested.
Yeah. I'll throw this question at you, Hot Rod. What do you think? You've been obviously in the New York area, knowing that you being a Yankees fan and knowing that the Mets, that cross-town rivalry stuff, the fight for the back page and the front page. Now that Jose Reyes is back here, and we know that the Mets are mostly doing this, one, because they need offense, which is much more so than anything else. Do you think he deserves a second chance more than anybody else?
Nobody's perfect. Not anyone could be like Sean Black or myself. So I'd like to say yes. He deserves a second chance. Because what happened at home happens at home.
Right.
I'm not saying, you know, what he did was right. I cannot say that. But who I am to judge, I wasn't there. We really don't know what happened. We just go by what the media said.
And also, he's not in jail. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he hasn't been arrested for any for anything.
You
know, like
that's another thing in itself. Like, how come if he was so bad, then how come they didn't prosecute him or whatever? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
He's not even in jail. So
I'm sure something happened. I'm sure they had a little argument, had a little shuffle, and that's it. Maybe there was drinking involved or drugs involved. These type of things happen in sports all the time.
Let's remember, the sports people, the athletes are human beings. They ain't perfect.
And I think a lot of people would look at that actual thought and they're like, you know, you're right. But at the same time, like I said before, there is the increased sensitivity to domestic violence.
Sean, hold on. These type of cases happen every single day, everywhere around the world.
I agree with you. Yeah.
There's nothing new.
I agree.
Just because we hear about it because of sports, that's why.
Let's be blunt about some shit right now. These people that say they mad, they ain't really that mad. Because if they ain't really mad, they wouldn't be going to the games, they wouldn't be watching on TV. You know what I'm saying? You can talk shit about Jose Reyes or Jeff Hart or Cowboys Hardy or this guy or that guy, but guess what? When the game come on, your ass is in the stands or watching it on TV.
Cheering
but
him
guess
on.
What? You're not that fucking mad.
And that's basically what the issue has come down to. And we've talked about this before off air, is the fact that no matter what happens, no matter how outraged people get, That's stopping them from going to the games and paying money,
which
is going into their salary.
That's why, in my opinion, they're not that fucking outraged.
Yeah.
Because if you're really outraged, you want to be giving them their money or their time. So
now,
you're just annoyed by it, but you really
by
it.
If there's an athlete you want to be upset about Floyd Mayweather. Now, that's somebody that's a domestic, a serial batterer, based on just everything that you see.
But you ain't that mad about him neither. Because at the end of the day, when he has a fight, you are paying that money to watch it on pay-per-view. So you really ain't that mad
about
that.
Exactly.
And think about it. He still get paid $100-something million, and who's paying for it? We are. We all have the white
people. It's our tax money.
So we paying for it, so whose fault is it? Us or
his? So at the end of the day, if you ain't that mad, if you going to pay that money, then shut up then. Because you ain't really that mad. You really
not. Yes, these athletes should be, like, quote-unquote, role models to our kids. What's the message?
Well,
that's
bullshit,
here?
Too. They shouldn't be. That's what the parents are for.
Yeah.
That's what the people in the community are for. The athletes play the athletes. That's what they are. They play
You're
ball.
Just there to
that's
play
what
sport.
They're good at. They should not be telling you how to raise your kids.
Yeah.
True.
That's the fucking
True.
Parents'
I,
job.
To that, I agree with you with your angry self. I do agree. But unfortunately, that's not always the case. People do look up to baseball, basketball players.
You can look up to them for their talent, but at the end of the day, that's all they have is their talent. They ain't supposed to teach you how to be human beings. That's what the community is supposed to do. And the community needs to take more responsibility in raising these fucking kids, not the athlete.
Okay, we got 15 minutes left. I want to go to this. Oh, we got another caller. Oh, man, we're on fire tonight.
Hey,
721, you on the air?
Hey, what's going on, man? I just saw somebody just sent me a text message.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
yeah,
bro.
Well, man.
Oh, shit.
We got 15 minutes left. We talk about two things. Kevin Durant making the craziest decision. Do you agree or disagree? And talk about Jose Reyes. Do you think he deserves a second chance after the domestic dispute?
Jose Reyes. Hold on. Good night, Shayla. That's my daughter tonight. Jose Reyes, why is he back as a Met? Why? I mean, what's the point? He's worthless. He's useless.
No, but he's being criticized for, you know, according to social media, everybody's criticizing him because he's a wife beater. Why is society accepting him back as a baseball player? He should not be playing on the field again after he got released by the Rockies.
Well, I'm just going by professional as far as his work ethic. He's not the same player. Personally, that's not my business. That's nobody's business but between him and his wife. She took him back, plain and simple. That was it. She forgave him. That's none of our business. Caitlyn Jenner, you can go to hell.
Okay. You know what?
Man. You know why I say that?
I agree with you. Caitlyn Jenner can go to hell.
Because, first of all, he's a deadbeat dad, number one. That's number one. So you don't deserve no bravery or no freaking honor. He's a deadbeat dad.
And he had a rookie hit you a homicide type of shit. Hit somebody with his car or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Hey, man, so what do you say about Kevin Durant, bro?
What was wrong with that? Hello, Clyde Drexler went to Houston. LeBron James went to Miami.
They got championships.
Jason Kidd went back to Dallas Mavericks to win the championship. He left the net. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Yeah, but the thing is, he went back. He went to the enemy. That's the key thing. He went to Golden State.
Look at Deion Sanders. Look at Deion Sanders. He went to the Dallas Cowboys. He went to the enemy. The Cowboys took him so they could win a championship because they was mad as hell when the Niners had Deion Sanders.
Good point.
It's happened.
That's a very good point.
The only difference is Deion had already gotten a championship beforehand.
He got with the Niners because the Niners couldn't beat the Cowboys back in those days either. Mm. So they took one of the most talented players at that time to stop Michael Irvin. So, of course, Jerry Jones knew if you didn't have Deion, we would have won back to the Super Bowl. So we're going to take Deion away from you guys. It's calculated. But I say this, though. In all fairness, Stephen A. Smith and Durant had history. That's been long. And then Stephen A. Smith is using his personal history to put it out as if, oh, Durant is wrong. Let's just keep it real. Stephen A. disrespects
him. Oh, he ain't nobody damn cool anyway. So,
he's a cool Hall of Famer.
Right.
He's a babbler. He's not a builder. He's a babbler. He's babbling.
Right.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was Bruce Jenner. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, all right. We got 10 minutes left. I want to talk a little bit about wrestling. About Roman Reigns being suspended. Do you think Vince McMahon, the owner of WWE, is very upset about this Roman Reigns violation? And what is this violation for?
There's a lot to say about that, man. You got half an hour, bro?
No, we got about 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
I don't believe this whole thing is real. Anyway, this is like a work to me. You know what I'm saying? You know. Because how are you going to suspend the dude and give him a title shot when he come back? This is all game right here.
Well, I'll put it to you like this. If they're going to push him, for those in the vernacular knowing what I'm talking about, if they're going to push him the way they push John Cena, then they kind of have to eat this one. On the standpoint of this, they want to make sure that the guy that Vince McMahon, who seems to be stuck in the 70s and 80s way style of pushing guys, he will not change his mind on who he feels should be pushed. And there are two opportunities that were blown here. When Seth Rollins came back from his injury, they should have made him a face because he had all of that face push going on. And with the Roman Reigns thing that happened with him coming out, there is no way on earth you can push him to winning a championship or keeping him in the main event unless you job him out in the main event. Whoever wins this match has to pin him. And we know that McMahon is ticked off. We talked about this off air too, Hot Rod. We know that Vince McMahon is still pissed off because not only did Stephanie dump on him on live TV 2 weeks in a row, so did Seth Rollins to make it look like it was a shoot. We know that the company is still ticked off. And I think that on some level, that's where I think it's going to stay. Keep
well,
him off
well,
of TV.
I think Roman's going to have to eat a little shit a little bit here.
Oh, of course.
He's going to have to kick some L's a little bit. You know what I mean? But let's be honest. When WrestleMania come back flying in Orlando, Roman Reigns is going to have the belt because it's best for business. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a triple threat type of thing. Only guy I can really see taking Roman Reigns' spot right now is Big Cass from Enzo and Cass, and I'll tell you why. Because he is big, and he's good-looking to a certain extent. That's what Vince likes. You know what I'm saying?
He kind of has
Enzo,
that test look. He
Enzo
looks kind of like Test, almost.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And Enzo's a little mouthpiece. He talks a little light skills right there. He do that fool. So that's where the bad. And you can see right now, you got Cena in the triple M in a six-man tag with the Bullet Club, whatever, right? So Cena going to groom them motherfuckers right there. That's further down the line. But for Reigns, go, listen, he got caught with some amphetamines, apparently, and then like with HGH or, you know, so steroids or whatever. So he's going to spank him a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Probably Seth Rollins going to hit with the pedigree or whatever. And then, you know, at SummerSlam, they're going to do it again. So it's a little slight setback. But listen, I don't begrudge some wrestlers for picking what they got to pick. Because they can go on like 300 states a year, doing all types of crazy shit for our entertainment. So you know what? If you're going to take a little something to get through, do what you got to do.
Okay, Max?
Yes, sir.
What do you think about Roman Reigns' suspension? And do you think, basically, the reason why I brought this up is like, if you know as an athlete, they do a test on you monthly, why you want to take certain type of drugs or steroids to for enhancement, knowing that you might get caught anyway?
But you know, Hot Rod, you know, they do have a system where, like, they'll take it, and there's a time not to take it. He probably lost his time. He forgot, it's my time to take the test, and I forgot to, flush out the system. So they had to play face. This business, like, you're the owner of Hot Rod, even though you do know I take it. But if I get caught, you're going to say to yourself, Max, you're going to have to take it because it's best for business.
Yeah, so it's a double-edged sword. They tell you not to take it, but if you don't take it, you ain't getting that push like that.
No, look at Brock Lesnar.
Exactly.
Again, talked about. Brock Lesnar again talked about taking steroids.
Oh, shoots up a storm.
Yeah, Michael already ratted it out.
Yeah, okay. Big time.
And be honest about Brock Lesnar, he's going to get his ass beat this coming Saturday. I'm going to
tell
you that
right
now.
I can't wait.
He's going
to
get
his ass
beat. That Mark Henry is no joke. He's going to get his ass knocked out.
Listen, I'm on a full course meal. I'm staying up for that one. I'm staying up.
That might be more entertaining than the fight.
Go to hell, Sean. Go to hell, Sean.
All right, guys.
Max, stay up for a match? Oh, man.
I got to wrap it up now,
Max,
guys.
You want some Red Bull, bro?
Yo, I'm
okay.
Drinking a couple of Red Bulls.
It's
going to
be loud. That has to be Red Bull with Hennessy. And shit.
Well, forget Red Bull, man. I'm going to give the Monster, man. Let me get you a box of the Monster, bro.
All right, guys.
For the Monster.
Cohen. Give him back some Haitian rum.
Yo, I should have Papa Coke over a weekend.
Rod is talking.
Guys, we got to wrap it up. K-Dawg, what's your final thought?
Well, the final thought? Well, the NBA is going to be the one to watch next season. Stay tuned.
Very good. Milton X, what is your final thought?
My final thought is Kevin Durant, beer was best for business, and that's smart. Get that money, get your championship, become a billionaire, and you can't teach that.
And Max, what is your final thought?
I'm going back to sleep.
Okay, you do that. Thank you so much.
It was Rodney that texted me and woke me up, to tell you the truth. It was Rodney that texted me. I was like, oh, snap. So the text message.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. Till next time.
Till next later.
Thank you.
Of course.
Peace.
Oh, man.
Okay, that was a very interesting hour.
Yeah, and we went from one end to the other.
So, all right, you got 2 minutes. What is your final thought on anything?
My final thought.
Sports-related.
Sports-related, my final thought is that the economy that's going on in the NBA is absolutely ridiculous. In a league where guaranteed money is being flushed and thrown at everybody, and you look at the NFL, which is an actually much more physically demanding sport. Andrew Luck just got paid $140 million. Only $87 million of that was guaranteed. If you put him in the league with all of the players in the NBA, he would probably be the fifth or sixth highest paid player in the league in guaranteed money. So it goes to show you that in sports, all the real money is in baseball and it's in basketball. And I think the NFL will at some point have to catch up monetarily, but they have so much control over the players and over the way the money is distributed as opposed to the other way around.
That's funny. The NFL makes the most money.
Yeah.
Revenue-wise.
Yes.
But,
and they have more control over their league as well. So.
Yeah. And my final thought is I am very honored and humble, and thank you, Sean. We did our first sports show. It's more chaotic than I thought it would be, but I expected it.
Yes.
Because ladies and gentlemen, sports is, it's human nature. It's in all of us. Whether you like sports or not, sports is in us. And these athletes today, they get paid a lot of money to entertain us, to put themselves on the map, and most of them don't get the credit that they truly deserve. As for Kevin Durant, hey, I don't agree with it, but you do what you got to do because he's making money. I'm not. I got 2 kids to feed. I'm suffering. As for Jose Reyes, it won't be the first, won't be the last time we hear these type of charges brought up. I think because, like you say earlier, society today sees things differently. Oh, so what's the difference between a bartender beating his girlfriend up or his wife up? Should he lose his job right away, even though that something personal happened at home? If you didn't know about it, you have not say anything, right? But you would still go to the bartender if he's for your drink, knowing that he's a wife beater, because he has to make a living. Am I right?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
You know, it's crazy how people think now these days. Like, you do one bad thing, you know, they throw you out the window, right? You need to be banished to hell. As for wrestling, and just like any other athletes, it's just politics as usual. And that's why we have to talk about wrestling tonight. And just try to understand the format of, you know, you're getting tested, but you're still taking pills.
Yeah.
You know.
And that definitely works in with the discussion because, like you just stated, if you know you're going to get tested, what is the point of even trying? And I think that what happens is it's kind of like the plausible deniability. I know you're taking something, just don't get caught. Because if you get caught, I'm going to have to say something to the media and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know?
It's what's best for business.
Yeah, I remember a long time ago, there was something where Triple H was accusing Scott Steiner, if you remember years ago, of probably using. And Scott Steiner looked at him and said, look, I'm free. You want to both of us take a test? Literally after he said that, you didn't hear another word about it from Triple H at all. So
it
begs to wonder, a lot of people that are in that company, if they want to go out there, would Vince McMahon – have his mouthpiece, Triple H, get suspended? Or if John Cena got caught doing something like that, what would he do?
Yep. Oh, well, folks, that's all the time we have. Thank you for tuning in to another crazy edition, the sports edition of The Absolute Truth, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host for the most, the king of king himself, the High Rod, with the one, the only,
Sean Black in the building here and now. And I guess Anitra B is taking a powder this week.
Yeah, no, she's in a locker room right now. But as always, ladies and gentlemen, be safe. Tune in next week, Monday, hopefully. And as always, the pleasure was all
yours.
I wonder if I could take some steroids to pump myself up.
Oh, Lord. Your voice might get deep like mine. Steroids.
Okay, good night.
Good night.